Good morning, darling. Sleep well? It's been, quite a night. I'm sure you still feel a little disoriented. Maybe drowsy. Maybe a little fuzzy. Right up here. My dear little puppy, it's okay. Really, it's okay. It's okay. Get used to your surroundings. I know it's a little dark, but, you know. Bright lights aren't really good for you when coming out of something like that. A little bit of amnesia is expected, too, yeah. I'll reward you with that information once you settle. Would you like a treat? I have plenty to choose from. I've got gummies. Chips, you know, typical things humans love. Well, you have to choose something, my darling. Well, you're gonna get these then. Open wide. There you go. What a good little puppy you are, huh? No. Darling? I'm sure you remember me. Yep. Tinder is kind of weird for me because, you know, people, they don't always disclose everything, but you kind of just melted into my hand. Which was funny, because usually you do, but you were different, right? You have so much potential. And I'm hoping I can lead up to that. If you get what I'm saying here. Anyways. Our date, right? We went on, what was it? That carnival ride. Dark out. And I ended up getting you a slushie. I don't quite remember what flavor it was. If you could open wide, darling. Go. Blue, yes. And I may have slipped a little something in there, but of course not to do anything nefarious, unless you consider drinking you up nefarious. I don't mean that in a sexual sense, of course. Well, I hope you understand the reason why I denied any other dating format from the one that we had was because I cannot go out in the sun. Now, if you put the dots together here, what do you get? Not so fictional. At least not to you anymore. We're kind of like an underground society. You know. Vampires know other vampires. Humans don't really get it. But... you're gonna be different. Well, to quickly explain, right? You, my darling, are the offspring of a vampire. Which shouldn't be possible, right? Unless they were in transition, but weren't really dead. Now, that's very strange, because nobody in the vampire society knows about this, but your last name kind of said it all. So let's hope your mom doesn't come looking for you, because I don't want to kill anybody, but if I gotta, I gotta. Anyways, my deal here, since you're half vampire, half human, which is insanely, insanely weird, I have this. Gosh, you. Although you are a fine specimen, it's kind of tough to get these ideas flowing in your head. This is blood, correct? Right. This is the blood of a werewolf. Usually our sworn mortal enemies, right? Well, when you think about it, vampire powers and werewolf powers together, they could make something just otherworldly, right? So, you're gonna be both. And you're gonna be my pretty little weapon. Aren't you, puppy? So, how this goes, right, is I'm gonna drain you of all of your blood, let's be honest. And even if you died, you wouldn't die, right? You're half vampire. Not that I need to spell it out for you or anything. But I'm going to inject this little werewolf vial into you. And we'll see how it goes. Don't look so scared, little pet. Hybrids, they're myth. And just like you tell in your little folklore stories, so should we. And I mean, the vampires and the werewolves and the witches. Let's hope none of them heard me say that. So, in theory, this should work. And if it doesn't, then you're kind of dead to me anyways. So, you either become a hybrid, or you become me. Either or, you're just gonna get out of here alive. Well, as alive as me, of course. So, you have nothing to fear, little one. Any questions? Right. So, us vampires really have it all documented. I guess I need to confirm it. But super strength, super speed, super hearing. Lycans, on the other hand, werewolves, they can shift and they kind of get all the things that we get, but they also have the sight, the smell, and unfortunately, they are stronger than us. So I wonder, would you get the lycan strength, or would you get an amalgamation of both, meaning you are the strongest? It's very fascinating. You still look so scared. You have nothing to worry about. All you have to do is sit there. You'll feel a slight pinch. And then you will become drowsier and drowsier. I'll inject the venom, or the blood. And we wait. You'll wake up, and I will document all of the little quirks you pick up. I'll be here through it all, okay? And if you really want afterwards, I can call your mommy. Your real one. Oh, that one? Yeah, you were adopted. Sorry, you had to find out like this.
Right. So, let's get to it, shall we? So just, relax. I'm gonna take your wrist. Okay. And just like I said, you're gonna feel a slight pinch. Okay? Okay. I'll count down. In 3, 2, 1.